You're at work radio every day, 9 to 12, only on KC 107.7.
Dis 10:32 en jy kers aan my Michelle by KC at work. Maar ek is baie opgewonde nou want ek het twee baie pragtige dames hier saam met my in die ateljee en dit is Dr. Koen Joubert en Dr. Terrence Swart. Hulle is van Health and Heart Family Doctors. Bye bye, welkom. Ek moet my Engels 'n bietjie opskerp vir oggend. So I say a very warm welcome this morning. Morning, Dr. Quinn.
Thank you, Michelle. And we are equally so happy to be here with you and the audience on KC Radio. Let's get this started.
Yes. I'm going to ask you the very first question. Tell us more about the Health and Heart Family Doctors. Just give us more background.
Okay, so Taryn and I joke that Heart and Health was actually birthed by observation. So Taryn and I have been health care providers and emergency medicine practitioners in the Paul community for the last 3 years, Taryn a little bit longer than me. Yeah. And it was through observation by working in these fields that we started noticing the cracks in the community and the gaps in the society with regards to healthcare.
Yes.
And that's when we realized, okay, we need to offer patients adequate and reliable services.
Yeah.
And we actually can't let go of our patients,
Yes.
So, we focus on three dimensions of care, which is responsibility, relationship, and respect.
Mm-hmm.
So responsibility in terms of we want to give relevant, trustworthy care to patients, communicate adequately in terms of follow-up, and then relationship.
Yeah.
We are family doctors. We want to form a relationship with the patients. We want there to be a form of mutual respect, and that takes us to respect, where we actually are concerned about all dimensions of patient care, and that includes spiritual, social, psychological, and physical well-being, which is often neglected in mainstream healthcare. If you only focus on the physical being and neglect the rest, you're actually not doing your patients the correct service that they need.
So
we want to be partners in decision making, and actually also just focus on the purposeful being that the patient is.
Mm-hmm.
See them, not separate from society and not separate from this world they find themselves in, but find them integrated as part of the community. Heart and Health Family, Health and Heart Family Doctors.
Yeah.
We have taken the responsibility to be able to provide the service to our patients and the community, and we're quite passionate about it.
I can see that, definitely. Dr. Taryn Swart, can you give us a more holistic approach?
Yes, thank you, Michelle. At Heart and Health Family Doctors, we like to focus on health promotion. And here, this is a little information about whereby we can encourage and enable patients to adopt a healthier behavior. And this does not just include healthy diets and eating, guys. It is Christmas, so I'm going to give you some slack here. But it also focuses on our own mental health and even something as simple as enough sleep, as this all contributes to one's long-term health. And then secondly, I would like to make mention of screening. So we do focus on screening in order to detect diseases early and therefore help with disease prevention. And just a few examples is women's health, where we do breast examinations, pap smears, and men's health, which include prostate screens. And then just something as simple as chronic lifestyle diseases, which include both blood pressure and sugar checks.
Fantastic. There you, if you have any questions while the two doctors are with me here in studio, you're welcome to send some questions to them. They'll be happy to answer that for you. 082-414-1077. I'm back with Dr. Quinn Joubert. Fields of interest. Can you give us a bit more info about that?
Yes, definitely. Just to add on to what Taryn was saying.
Yes.
With regards to holistic health. I just want to elaborate how the definition has has recently changed of what holistic health is. So, I mean, we're talking about the 40s. The World Health Organization defined health as the state of complete physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Mm-hmm. But today we're looking at different aspects. So today we're looking at three things. One, the absence of disease or infirmity. Two is the adequacy of the individual to cope with the demands of daily living. And then three, the ability of the individual to reach a state of equilibrium. Mm. So this is basically what holistic health is moving towards. So it's beyond health. It's functioning in society. It's a state of equilibrium and balance. So our interests are kind of connected to this.
Yes.
So Taryn is also going to speak about her own interests. But technically, we have very similar experience in pediatrics, chronic care, emergency care. Personally, I am very interested in chronic inflammation and the connections to stress, mm-hmm. as well as the importance of nutrition, the gut microbiome, metabolic health and reproductive health. And a lot of these things have been kind of, they haven't been adequately understood in medicine, but later studies, modern day medicine, we're actually getting a lot of interesting information regarding chronic inflammation, stress, mental health, on lifestyle and disease prevention and aging. So we're also interested in education, health promotion. So we're not just looking at what's trending, like fad health, bad diets. But we're also not just looking at science. We're actually taking healthcare and individualizing it to the person in the environment. So Taryn can continue.
Yes, thank you, Quinn. And I think Quinn has alluded to many of the topics I'm going to discuss now. But what I want to make mention of is that we are focused on family health. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly where our passion arose with Heart and Health Family Doctors. And we've got a keen interest in pediatric and child health, women's health, geriatrics. And with the benefit of having a lot of acute emergency care experience, we have now have the opportunity to offer continuity of care and chronic disease management within our GP setting. And it's very important how things have changed in medicine. We've moved away from the paternalistic approach where we as doctors are the decision makers, and we realize that every single patient is unique, and we want to allow that safe space for our patients, even our mommies and our babies, where we can work together towards the best treatment plan for our patients.
That's what I like about it. You start a path there where the mommy is with the baby already, and you can walk through till the end. I mean,
definitely.
Like you said, you are like a family environment. So it's so nice to stay at one place and you start to know the family, and there's specific areas that you focus on. So that's what I like about the approach that you have towards your facility.
Thank you.
And we are so glad that you're here in the poll with us. I've joined your Facebook page, and what's interesting for me, I saw some tips that you also give there. Overall well-being and health tips. I saw like a smoothie that you give the ingredients with, and I've watched that. How to practice a mindful walk. Stuff like that. So, yes, definitely go join their Facebook page. It's very interesting. So, the other question I want to ask is reaching out to the community. How do you do that?
Yes, so Quinn and I have a passion and a heart for the community. And we have some very exciting projects lined up for 2025. So, please watch the space.
Yes.
One thing I would like to share with you is our initiative called the Blessing Box. And this is how the public can get involved. So we ask the public to donate any pre-loved clothing items, pre-loved toys, non-perishable food items, toiletries. And we then identify where there is an organization in need or a need in the community. And then we pay it forward and bless that organization. So any donations, please, 263 Main Road Pole to Health and Heart Family Doctors.
Yo, that is fantastic. Because I started to talk in my show about that. This time of the year, it's festive season, and there's so many people that doesn't even have a plate of food on their table for Christmas. And as you say, anything, non-perishables, clothing for babies. There's moms that goes to hospital without anything. They walk out with that baby. They don't have a baby bag like most of the mothers have that's packed with stuff, nappies and creams and stuff. They have nothing. Mm. So can they donate that stuff there by your premises?
Yes, we've got a box. That we collect our donations and then we distribute it.
Mm. And there's not any time, or do you have a specific date that you want to go donate it, or is it just ongoing?
It's an ongoing concept or initiative that we have. So anybody's welcome to pop in between 8:30 and 5 on weekdays.
Thank you. Dr. Quinn, any last word from you? Where can the people reach you? What's the hours? And another question I wanted to ask, is it medical aid? You have to...
Yes. So we've applied to all the medical aids.
Yes.
So that's a great service for the patients. And we, of course, we also take cash patients. We've got a great cash rate for... adolescents, pediatrics, and geriatrics.
Yeah.
So young people and old people, we think it's fair that they should have a reduced fee. So we've actually got great cash rates, I must say that. I mean, our plan was never to make money through this.
That's good to hear, because my son is now 24, and we said it's time for him to go off our medic. He must now sort himself out. So, for him to, I'll send him there. And he said, you can still, you can have a good rate there if you start your own.
But we're passionate about incorporating with the community.
Yeah.
And if there's anyone out there with other initiatives, social initiatives that they have, maybe they can just get hold of us. We would be very interested to collaborate.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you want to get hold of us, multiple ways. We are in the days of social media. So, of course, there's Instagram, Facebook. But what's probably the best is going on our website, which is www.healthandheart.co.za. So it's healthandheart.co.za. Our business number is 021-300-7839. And what actually works the best, if you've got any queries, want to make an appointment, you are welcome to WhatsApp 069-916-8224. That's 069-916-8224. And then we're situated at 369 Main Road in Paarl, on the Art Deco corner next to La Rochelle. Business hours are from 8:30 to 5:30. So you're welcome to pop in anytime then. We accept walk-ins and you'll be greeted by very friendly faces.
Definitely, definitely. And I saw something, I just want to correct that. Can you also book online? Or is that not
We've decided to hold it off for now.
Okay, okay. Phone or WhatsApp?
Yeah, we'd rather have someone phone in purely because online we don't really get all the information required to book for a patient. So rather phone in or WhatsApp.
It was such an honor to have you in the studio this morning. And I'm really looking forward to walk a path with you, because you talked about campaigns that you have in 2025 coming up, and it would be nice to walk that path with you and get the community involved with you, so we can all do that together. That would be quite an honor and quite nice to just to get to know you better and to have you in studio each week. You are professionals here on the mic.
Thanks for the opportunity, Michelle and KC Radio.
Any last word from you, Dr. Taryn?
No, I think all is in order. I'm just hoping to see some new friendly faces in Paarl. You're welcome to come pop in and pay us a visit. Even if you just want to come and say hi and check out our new premises, you're welcome.
And are you two going to have a break over Christmas, or are you going right through?
I'm the lucky winner of that break this year.
Yes.
Quinn is going to float the boat.
Yes. So, yeah, that was Dr. Quinn, Jubert and Dr. Taryn Swartz. They are from Health and Heart Family Doctors. So if you want us to repeat the number or any information where you can get hold of them, you're welcome to send me a WhatsApp 0824141077, and I'll send all that info to you.
Casey at Work on Casey 107.7.